Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and
very good Monday morning to you. The afternoon show, Benigno and Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Dorf Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody but nobody, nobody in the world beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, obviously, bro, the story, the tragedy yesterday in California, Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter really tragically killed in this helicopter crash. You really don't know what to say. I'll say this. It certainly put a pall, if you will, on the day yesterday. I'll say that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I spent a couple hours in Newark, New Jersey at Monster Jam.
Is that what you were saying?
Which I didn't even
Monster
know existed.
Jam?
Yeah, it's a bunch of big cars that
what it is. I know exactly what it
race
is.
And make lots of noise.
Your son into this now? Is
well,
that
we tried it. And he had a very good time. You know, so loud noises. He was great. He
right.
had a great time.
I understand.
And so I came back, and all of a sudden I checked my phone, and I saw I had like 10 messages. And the first message I saw said, "I can't believe the Kobe news." Now, when I read that, for 12 seconds, my thought was, Kobe Bryant's coming back. I can't believe
this. Oh,
is
that
this.
What you thought?
Well, yeah. I mean,
where's
my brain going when I see, quote, "I can't believe the Kobe news"? And so for a good, 12, 15 seconds, I'm laughing. I'm saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it. He really does want to be like Jordan. This is amazing. He's coming back. What's LeBron going to think?
Right.
And I checked the rest of my messages and my stomach dropped. And my first reaction was to tear up because of, I think, two things jumped out at me. The shock of it, but also, you know, with these athletes that you never met, but you watch all the time, it does feel like you know them. You know, when you watch a guy play a sport for a million years, whether you're rooting for them or against them, and in my case, and probably your case, more times than not rooting against him. You know, in my case, in the NBA Finals you feel like you know him. And then the second thing is, I read that his daughter's there. And I think back to a month ago with him and his daughter in Brooklyn at Barclays Center, and you could see the smile on his face as he was describing the game of basketball to her for the entire time. And you know, obviously, she loved to play the game. She was going to try to carry the Bryant legacy. Mm-hmm. She was going to be Mambacita. Mm-hmm. I think Kobe was copywriting. And so that's the thing that made me just want to run to my son and hug him. And I think everybody felt the same way. You just wanted to find everybody you love and hug him because life is so precious. And you don't think of someone who's 41 years old just out of nowhere dying like this. So it hit me like a ton of bricks. I think it hit a lot of people like a ton of bricks. And people that never met Kobe. I never met Kobe. I mean, I know him from watching him on TV.
I think we saw him once. I think when we were in Staples, when we were there for the finals, the 08 finals at the Celtics won.
Yes.
We actually saw him. I think we actually saw him and his wife coming down through the tunnel when we were there that
we
time.
We did. I never
about,
forget that.
That's the closest
that.
We ever got to
yes,
him.
Yes.
At
I
least
think,
I did anyway.
Me too. We're watching him
in
an arena.
Right.
I think Giannotti talked about that too because he was with us. We went down and saw the Lakers in the NBA finals.
Yep.
We also saw the Lakers play a Western Conference semifinal matchup against
you were
the
there.
Rockets.
I didn't
me
go
and
to
G.
That. I was playing golf that day.
Now, you made a good choice. You said,
LA.
I don't need to go there. I know the Lakers are going to win.
Right.
You knew it.
I knew
Kobe was going to win.
Right.
But yeah,
finals is a little different.
Finals were different. It was game five, as you said,
of
the NBA finals against the Boston Celtics, a finals that the Celtics won.
Yep.
But yeah, we were in the same room as him for a few minutes. But it does feel, I felt this way about Tim Russert when he passed away. And I watched Meet the Press every Sunday, and it feels like you know them. It feels like they're a part of your family. And I think those two things really, really hit me yesterday afternoon. Number one, you feel like you know the person because you watch him all the time. And then number two, just the unspeakable tragedy of just not Kobe,
right,
and not just his daughter, but John Altobelli, a coach in California who I guess coached Aaron Judge and Jeff McNeil, mm-hmm, his daughter, and these young girls on this helicopter who just died with their whole life in front of them. And it just, I think for the rest of your day, you know, you mentioned it puts a pall on your day.
No question.
You think about yourself, you think about your family, you think about your loved ones, and it just reminds you how life is so precious. That's what it does. And I think that's why what happened yesterday hits all of us hard. It hits you like a ton of bricks. And I kept thinking back to that first 15 seconds saying, God, I wish Kobe Bryant, I wish the story was Kobe Bryant was coming back to play basketball. I wish we were sitting here at 208 laughing about, can you believe he's coming back?
Right.
I just wish that those 15 seconds that I had thinking that was the truth, because I think you then spend a few hours hoping, well, the reports are wrong. It's not true. That didn't actually happen. And as the details come out, it did happen. And you think about that 13-year-old daughter and the future that she had and all the other kids that were on that helicopter, and it sucks. It just absolutely sucks. And
yeah,
it's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can say. I mean, you're 100% right. You know, no doubt about it. It just shows you that there's no guarantees in anything. I mean, we got no guarantee that you could walk out here this afternoon and we're going to be around tomorrow. I mean, that's it. There's no age limit on any of this, you know? There's none of that. There's no guaranteed time on this earth. You have no guaranteed time whatsoever. And you're 100% right. I mean, the tragedy of the young girls, his daughter passing in this, I mean, just every bit of it. You know, what can you say? I mean, I don't know what else you can say about it. It just makes you appreciate every, you know, no matter how aggravated you may get to be about things, okay? And that's, you know, every day can be a tough day. I mean, no matter what you're going through personally, everybody has their things they're going through on a personal basis. And then when you hear something like this, you realize, man, you know, I'm fortunate to still be around here, you know? Every day, like I said, there's no guarantee you are here tomorrow. And you got to try to embrace it as much as you can on a daily basis.
There's no question. And it puts sports in perspective, because I think on any other day, if the Brooklyn Nets lost to the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden,
right.
I'd be upset. It would ruin my night. I'd scream and yell. Look, I still watch the game. I still wanted them to win. I'm not going to lie to you. But that game didn't feel like a game.
Well,
and it probably shouldn't have happened.
I actually, you know, I was looking forward to watching this game. I was watching the golf yesterday. I was very into Tiger and all of that. And even though he didn't win, Mark Leishman won the tournament. But I was into the golf. And, you know, the golf was going to end 6:30, whatever. And I was going to go over and watch the Knick-Knack game. I was into watching the game. And after I found out this news, I had a hard time. I did watch some of the game, but I had a hard time watching basketball.
No, it was very tough.
You know, watching basketball at that point,
I agree.
It was hard to do, I got to tell you.
The thing about what we do and the thing about sports is that it's a great distraction sometimes from the real world.
Right.
Whether it's personal life or just the real world around you, it's a great distraction. That was not the case last night with NBA basketball because it reminded you.
It put you right in the middle of it.
No
really.
Doubt.
That's what it did.
And I thought that Adam Silver should have canceled all the games. I understand that it's not as simple as snap a finger, cancel all the games. There was a basketball game starting within minutes of the news kind of filtering out, so I get it's maybe impossible to just all of a sudden cancel the game.
Right.
But the players last night didn't want to be there. The coaches last night didn't want to be there. So maybe you couldn't have canceled every game, but it just didn't feel like basketball should have been played last night. And they did it, you know. Adam Silver decided to play the games. These games are going to count in the standings. Mm-hmm. I get all that. But that was my feeling as a diehard basketball fan that gets into every regular season game. I mean, Knicks-Nets to me, it's a huge deal. I don't want to lose to the Knicks.
Right.
But
even though one team is 7 games under 500 and the other one is now, 20?
Yeah.
21.
right.
21 under.
But it was very, very difficult to watch. And obviously all teams around the league did this tribute where each team took a 24-second clock violation. As an honor to Kobe Bryant. But just watching this basketball game, it's just, as I watched the entire game, and trust me, I'm not saying this because of the result, it just felt like it shouldn't happen, that Adam Silver should have not allowed basketball to be played last night. But it happened. It was not the distraction that I think sports can sometimes be. The truth is, for me, watching wrestling was a distraction. Right. You know, the Royal Rumble was that.
Yep.
You know, and that was at least a moment to forget about the real world, and the real world can be awful sometimes. But it's just it's a tragedy, and it's obviously more than one guy. This is the one guy we know, but the other people on this plane or helicopter, I should say, they're all humans that lost their life way too early. And I remember when we've been to L.A., one common theme that you and I have is, well, L.A. traffic is awful. It's the worst. And I had always heard the story. It almost became a legend that Kobe—
It's different than New York traffic.
Very different.
Yes. That you got people going 60 miles an hour bumper to bumper.
Right, right. L.A. is, you know, it takes 2 hours to go 8 miles. Right. I experienced that once.
Right.
I tried to go from the Santa Monica Pier to Dodger Stadium. I think it took 2.5 hours.
God.
But the legend was Kobe takes a helicopter everywhere. That Kobe—
Didn't he fly it, too? Didn't he fly it a few times?
I'm not sure if he flew it. Maybe he did once in a while, but he took helicopters everywhere, which your first reaction is, damn right, he's got a lot of money. Who would want to sit in L.A. traffic? Mm. Over the last 24 hours, we've heard so many clips of interviews from Kobe over the course of his career, and he explained why he took helicopters everywhere. And it came down to something very simple and something I think we could all relate to and we all would love to do if we could, and that's he wanted to spend more time with his family, that he wanted to practice and have that Mamba mentality, which is I'm going to beat everybody, I'm going to outwork everybody, and I'm going to be a champion. So I'm going to work my ass off every day in the gym, which he did. But I also want to take my girls to school. And that was his reasoning. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I could sit in traffic for 3-4 hours, or I get in a helicopter 20 minutes later, I go home, I see my girls, and then I can go back to work. And that's why he did it. And that's his use of helicopters, which, if you live in L.A., I understand why you want
to
have it.
I wish I could use one here. To go from Jersey to here. It would be great.
But the impetus of the whole thing was family. You know, and that's certainly what he put a lot of his life to after his NBA career, during his NBA career, his daughters. And seeing that love on his face in Brooklyn last month, describing the game of basketball, how much he loves women's basketball, how much he's done for women's basketball, how much he loves the game in general. And he made a comment a few days ago that started to get news. Kobe Bryant says a woman could play in the NBA. Kobe Bryant said he'd been watching basketball, coaching his girls, just loved the game so much. But it's interesting to think that the reason he used helicopters for the last 20 years was not just to skip L.A. traffic, but because he wanted to be a good father and he wanted to be with his kids. And I think we all feel that. You know, we all work and you want to spend as much time as you can with your kids. And it's just, and everything I hear over the last 24 hours, it just makes you want to cry because it's absolutely heartbreaking. And for everybody else on that helicopter, you just hope, you think and say, man, I wish this wasn't real. Unfortunately, this is the reality we're in. And you can't say enough the condolences to everybody who lost their life and their family, and obviously the Bryant family. And, man, it's just a reminder.
It's devastating what's going on with them right now. Oh, I mean, you know, you lose a father and a daughter. Mm. I mean, that's...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.